Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Containerization with Docker. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application DevOps Tools and Techniques in the DevOps Engineering for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of containerization and Docker, and the benefits of using containers in both development and production environments. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand how Docker works and identify its advantages for application deployment, particularly in the context of the finance and fintech industries. Main content: introduction to containerization and Docker. Containerization is a lightweight form of virtualization that allows developers to package applications and their dependencies into isolated units, known as containers. Unlike traditional virtual machines, which require separate operating systems and large resources, containers share the host operating system while keeping applications and their environments isolated. This means containers can be deployed quickly and efficiently, making them ideal for modern application development and deployment. Docker is the most popular platform for managing containers. It provides developers with an easy-to-use interface to create, manage, and deploy containers. With Docker, you can build your application once and deploy it anywhere, whether on a developer's laptop, a testing environment, or in production. This consistency across environments is a game changer for developers and organizations, reducing the "it works on my machine" syndrome often encountered in software development. Benefits of using containers in development and production environments. Using containers offers numerous benefits that can significantly enhance both development and production workflows. Consistency across environments. One of the primary advantages of using Docker containers is that they create a consistent environment for applications. This means that developers can work on their local machines, and when the application is deployed in production, it behaves the same way. Such consistency reduces bugs related to environmental differences and streamlines the development process. Portability. Containers can run on any system that supports the container runtime, such as Docker. This portability is particularly beneficial for finance and fintech applications that may need to be deployed across various cloud providers or on-premises systems. Developers can build a containerized application on their local machine and easily deploy it to a cloud environment without worrying about compatibility issues. Scalability. Container orchestration tools like Kubernetes can manage multiple Docker containers, allowing your application to scale efficiently based on demand. In the finance industry, where transaction volumes can fluctuate significantly, this scalability is crucial for maintaining performance and reliability. Rapid deployment and rollbacks. Docker enables rapid deployment of applications. With a simple command, developers can deploy a new version of an application in seconds. Additionally, if an issue arises, rolling back to a previous version is just as easy, allowing teams to maintain uptime and reduce disruptions. Resource efficiency. Containers are lightweight and use fewer resources than traditional virtual machines. This efficiency allows organizations to maximize their infrastructure utilization, which is especially important in the finance sector, where operational costs need to be managed carefully. Isolation and security. Each container runs in its own isolated environment, which enhances security by limiting the potential impact of vulnerabilities. This isolation is particularly important in finance and fintech, where sensitive data is handled, and security breaches can have severe consequences. Examples relevant to finance and fintech. Let's look at a couple of practical examples of how Docker and containerization can be applied in the finance and fintech sectors. Payment processing systems. Many fintech companies utilize microservices architecture to manage payment processing. By using Docker containers, developers can encapsulate each microservice into its own container. This way, if one service experiences an issue, it can be updated or rolled back without impacting the entire system. For instance, if a new feature in the payment gateway causes failures, the team can quickly revert to the previous version while they investigate the problem. Data analysis applications. Financial institutions often use complex data analysis applications to make informed decisions. By containerizing these applications with Docker, data scientists can ensure that their analysis runs in the same environment across different teams and stages of deployment. This consistency helps maintain the integrity of the analysis and reduces the risk of errors due to environmental differences. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the fundamentals of containerization and Docker, emphasizing its importance in enhancing application deployment consistency and efficiency. We explored how Docker can help streamline development processes, improve scalability, and ensure security in finance and fintech applications. By utilizing containerization, developers can create applications that are portable and ready for diverse environments, ultimately leading to better performance and reliability. Reflection questions: how would you apply Docker's containerization to enhance the deployment process of your current projects? Can you identify potential areas in your organization where containerization could improve consistency and efficiency? What are some specific challenges you might encounter when implementing Docker in a finance or fintech context, and how would you address them?